KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN. It's being brought to you this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
And taking a look at sports here for you this morning. Starting off with the high school football championships, which wrapped up yesterday at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. In the morning session, it was the Class 1A championship as Van Meter knocked off Iowa City Regina by a final of 28-7. Van Meter improves to a perfect 13-0 and wins that state title. Quarterback Blake Fryer was 6 of 11 for 76 yards and 2 touchdowns. Running back Kaysen Rhodes had 125 yards and 2 touchdowns on the ground for Van Meter. They were also the benefactor of 3 interceptions and 1 fumble recovery there from Regina as Van Meter pulls away to win that title in 1A. In Class 2A, it was Waukon defeating Williamsburg, shutting them out 29-0. Quarterback Abe Schwartz was 12 of 19 for 163 yards and 2 touchdowns there for Waukon. Running back Mitchell Schwitker had 27 carries for 202 yards and 1 score as they improved to 12-1 and win that 2A title. And in the 4A championship last night, Dowling Catholic improved to 12-1. They handed Iowa City West their first loss of the season with a 35-21 victory. Quarterback Blake Clark was 10 of 16 for 202 yards and a touchdown for Dowling. Running back Jason Murray carried the ball 26 times for 155 yards and 3 scores. Iowa City West was led in the loss by quarterback Evan Flitz, who was 30 of 40 for 347 yards and 3 touchdowns, but did throw 1 interception. And, of course, that was all the scores that they would get all coming through the air. So Van Meter, your 1A champion, Waukon, the 2A champ, and Dowling Catholic, the 4A champion. Thursday's champs were 8-man Don Bosco and Class A West Sioux, and in Class 3A Cedar Rapids Xavier. That wraps up the high school football season here in the state of Iowa. There were a few high school girls basketball games that were played last night, and some of the scores from Western Iowa included Central Decatur beating Lamoni 64-17. Des Moines Christian was a 52-34 winner over Creston. Esack County beat Storm Lake 62-60. Gilbert 54-48 over Ballard in overtime. Perry was a 55-24 winner over Des Moines North. Winterset beat I-35 75-38. In college basketball, Nick Weiler-Babb had 20 points, 14 rebounds, and 8 assists on Friday to help Iowa State hold off Tulsa 80-78 and reach the championship game of the relocated Puerto Rico tip-off. The Cyclones blew most of a 16-point lead in the final 10 minutes, but did just enough down the stretch to hang on for the second win in as many days. Tulsa got as close to 72-71 on Sterling Taplin's layup with 1:12 left, but Jacoby Long answered with a banked-in straightaway basket with 48.6 seconds left to keep Iowa State in front. Donovan Jackson closed the game out by hitting 4 straight free throws in the final 18 seconds. He finished with 24 points, while Long scored a career-high 17 with 4 first-half three-pointers. Junior Etu had 25 points, while Daquan Jeffries added 23 for Tulsa, which shot 65% after halftime. Next up for Iowa State, they'll take on Boise State in the championship game of that Puerto Rico tip-off. That'll be played on Sunday evening at 6:30. Also last night in men's college basketball, Reed Timmer scored 29 points and hit 6 of Drake's 15 three-pointers as the Bulldogs rallied to beat Wake Forest 77-74 at the Paradise Jam. It was moved from St. Thomas, U.S. Virgin Islands to the Vine Center in Lynchburg due to damage from Hurricanes Irma and Maria. Graham Woodward added 20 points for Drake, which used an 11-0 run to erase a 10-point deficit late in the second half. The Demon Deacons had a chance to tie it in the closing seconds, but Brian Crawford's three-pointer was off the mark. Wake Forest used a 10-0 run to open a 60-49 lead midway through the second half. After an exchange of baskets, the Bulldogs scored the next 11 points, with Woodward capping the rally with a four-point play. The lead changed hands several times until Timmer hit a pair of free throws with 3:55 remaining. Also, in other sporting notes, so Martin Truex Jr. had the fastest qualifying time among the four NASCAR Cup Series championship contenders for Sunday's finale at Homestead Miami Speedway. Denny Hamlin stole the pole from the regular season champion on the last lap of qualifying, leaving Truex on the outside of the front row. Of the other Cup contenders, Kyle Busch will start third, Brad Keselowski a fifth, and Kevin Harvick will start ninth. Dale Earnhardt Jr. ran into problems in the first practice session of his final race weekend. Earnhardt's number 88 Chevrolet had engine trouble that will require a new motor before NASCAR's season finale on Sunday, dropping him to the back of the pack for the race. Earnhardt will retire after the Cup race at Homestead Miami Speedway. Also Friday, Denica Patrick announced plans to run in the Daytona 500 and Indianapolis 500 next year and then end her full-time racing career. In college hoops last night, other top 25 action, top-ranked Duke showed only a little letdown following Tuesday's 7-point win over number 2 Michigan State. Wendell Carter Jr. contributed 20 points and 11 rebounds as the Blue Devils topped Southern 78-61 to improve to 4-0. Marvin Bagley III added 19 points and 11 rebounds for Duke, which won easily despite committing a season-high 15 turnovers and shooting 4 for 20 from 3-point range. 7th-ranked Kentucky also won by the same score as Duke. Quade Green scored a career-high 21 points, and Kevin Knox had 17 with 10 rebounds in the Wildcats' 78-61 drubbing of East Tennessee State. Kentucky bounced back from Tuesday's loss to Kansas by closing the first half on a 28-12 run to take a 36-30 lead. Svi Mykhailiuk scored a career-high 27 points, and LeGerald Vick finished with 22 as number 4 Kansas hammered South Dakota State 98-64. Also, Michael Bridges set a career high record by hitting all 6 of his 3-point attempts as 5th-ranked Villanova mowed down Lafayette 104-57. DJ Hogg scored 19 of his 24 points in the first 10 minutes of the second half to help number 16 Texas A&M pull away in an 84-65 win against UC Santa Barbara. Number 18 Louisville was an 87-78 winner against Omaha as Ray Spalding had a career-high 19 points and 11 rebounds. Number 23 UCLA rolled to a 96-68 pounding of South Carolina State behind 22 points from Jalen Hands. Scott Drew earned his 300th coaching victory as Joe Luau Achule Jr. and 16 points and 12 rebounds to lead number 25 Baylor's 78-61 win over Alcorn State. And a note from the Kansas City Chiefs, pass rushers Tamba Ali and Dee Ford have been ruled out of Sunday's game against the Giants due to injuries. Kansas City defensive lineman Alan Bailey also will miss that game. We'll have that game for you here on KJAN. They'll pick it up at noon with the kickoff on Sunday. College football coming your way today. It's senior day for the Iowa Hawkeyes at Kinnick Stadium as they take on Purdue. We'll have that pregame starting at 12:30 with kickoff at 2:30 here this afternoon. Iowa State is on the road at Baylor today. They're set for a 1:30 kickoff in Waco. At the check of the latest in sports here on KJAN, brought to you this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn, I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.